Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be out this neck of the woods in North County Dublin, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is, it's a lovely bar, it really is. It's such a cosy bar, a great atmosphere all the time, and the food is to die for. So pop on by, pop into the Oasis Bar here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And that's just our way of saying thank you to them for always supporting us on the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? I want to play a message that came into us yesterday that annoyed an awful lot of you, and then I'll explain a little bit more.
The only thing more working class and having three Humvees at your child's communion is when a mother puts her daughter on the pill. That is the most trampy thing anyone can do.
That is the most trampy thing anyone can do, is what his message said yesterday. Now, the guy's name is Alan. And as I said, we played that message. You kind of come in out of context, but we played that message yesterday and an awful lot of you were very annoyed about it. But we got on to Alan and we asked him to expand on his point about it being a very trampy thing to do to put your teenage daughter on the pill. Have a listen to this.
Well, boys, just in regards to the topic there today, I think that it's just, first of all, it seems to be a kind of a working class thing. You know, girls on the pill and their parents, the mothers bring them in to get it done. A lot of them, I notice, especially when I was in school, they'd do it. They'd tell the mothers it was to reduce their periods, and it wasn't that at all. They just wanted to have sex. And, you know, people will say that it's, you know, it's been safer. But in my opinion, if you've got a girl who isn't on the pill and she says that, you know, she still is probably going to have sex, yeah, but she's going to be a lot safer and she's not going to do it as often. And I mean, geez, even in my town now, like, I'm older now, but the girls who I went to school with, like, I'm still in my 20s, like, the girls who I went to school with who were proud to be on the pill, they're now maybe not so proudly pushing three buggies or two buggies, you know? So, I don't know, that's just my opinion on it. I think that you shouldn't be putting your children on the pill. It's just giving them the green light to go away and sleep around. And I think most fellas know that any girls on the pill or if they have the patch, you know, fellas kind of see it as, let's go, like, here we're on here, you know? Right, love the show, lads.
All right, that was Alan as a follow-up message to the message that he sent us yesterday. And that's the conversation that we want to have with you. 085-825-2626. Basically, what he's saying is, in his first message from yesterday, it's very trampy, this is what he said, to put a teenage girl on the pill. And then the young fellas around the area, if they find out that she's on the pill or she has a patch on her arm or whatever the case may be, all the young fellas in the town think, oh, let's go. She's good to go.
Now, I know a lot of women that are going to be listening to this saying, what right has that man got to comment on female contraception and all that? But unfortunately, he's not alone. A lot of people do feel that way when they hear the thoughts. Okay, so let's throw a number out there randomly. Let's say 15 years of age. Yeah, 15 years of age. A lot of people are not comfortable with the fact that a 15-year-old could be on the pill.
Why?
Because people associate the pill with sexual active. And nobody, I don't care what anybody says, no matter how liberal a parent you are, yeah, no matter how down with the kids you think you are, no parent wants their 15-year-old to be sexually active.
They I would agree. They yes, don't. I don't think any parent.
If you lined up 1,000 parents, there's not one parent listening to this show today, not one of you that would come on the air and say, I would be delighted to find out that my daughter is having sex at 15. There's nobody. And that's what people put together. When they hear about a 15-year-old on the pill, they think, well, the only reason you'd put a 15-year-old on the pill is if she's having sex.
Okay, but that's not necessarily the reason. As in fact, we have another message that I'm going to play in a couple of minutes from a young woman who, when she was a teenager, was on the pill, but it was because she had very heavy periods.
Yeah, And that can be the case, not in all cases, though. That's not the only reason. Because we're not just talking about the pill, we're talking about the bar as well. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know about female contraception, and I don't know much about it, but as far as I know, the bar does nothing to ease periods. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe somebody will correct me, but I don't think so.
085 825 2626 is our number. Again, this is the first message that Alan sent to us yesterday.
The only thing more working class than having three Humvees at your child's communion is when a mother puts her daughter on the pill. That is the most trampy thing anyone can do.
Well, is it? That's the question. Let me go to Patsy. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Patsy.
Hi, how's things?
Well, Patsy, what did you want to say on this?
I'm just, the mentality behind that comment was astounding. The only thing more working class is having a teenage pregnancy. I mean, what is the thinking? We've suffered so much in this country. Women have suffered so much because of this mentality. And we're finally getting to a stage where contraception is widely accepted. And then you have this kind of idiot coming on the radio or on a podcast and saying something like this.
Now, what he said in his second message, the one that he sent to us earlier today, was that the young fellas where he lived would know the girls that were on the pill or had a bar in their arm or whatever the case may be, and they would, all the young fellas would think, well, oh, we're in here.
Why would they know?
I don't know how they know. Maybe the young girls tell them. I don't know.
That's ridiculous. I've never heard that. I've never heard that kind of, that's such a sweeping statement. Is lessons not being learned from what happened to Anne Lovett? I mean, look what happened there. I mean, and then there's just the same mentality out there.
So let me ask you then. Let me ask you.
If you're scared that you're going to have sex with a load of different fellas, maybe you should be more concerned to her instead of worrying about whether she's on contraception and what everybody else is going to say.
Let me ask you then, do you believe that it is a responsible thing for a parent to do, to put a young teenager on the pill if they think there's any possibility that they might be sexually active?
I think a conversation needs to take place between the daughter and the parent. Because it's not just a parent saying this. Where does the teenage girl say? If she wants to go on it and there's a good conversation between parents and child, why not?
Okay, so you don't see any harm as long as it's with the full consent of the teenager. You see no issue at all with a teenager being on the contraceptive pill?
Definitely not. Especially, I mean, there's so many reasons why a teenager would go on the pill.
Okay, give me all of those reasons. Let's discuss those reasons.
We have PCOS, endometriosis, heavy periods that aren't related to those conditions, acne. It might sound silly, but it's a big thing for teenagers. Hormones. I've had to lift my daughter up from secondary school, and it was going on every single month because she was in so much pain and she was crying. Like, a bit of education around this subject.
Okay, so you think that the guy who left the message, the guy who said there's nothing more working class than putting a teenage daughter on the pill, you're shocked by that message?
Absolutely shocked.
Stay there for a second if you can, please, Patsy. Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how's things?
Good, thanks, Chloe. Well, Chloe, what did you want to say on this?
The fella who wrote in saying that it was just working class putting their daughter on the pill, I'm pretty sure he probably doesn't have a teenage daughter or had a teenage daughter. Who wants to be rearing kids at 16 or 17 in this day and age with the economy of living, the housing crisis? You know, who wants to be doing that? I have two young kids and I'm 24 and it is just a struggle every day trying to scrape together to afford things.
Interestingly though, Chloe, one of the things that he did say in his second message was that a lot of the young ones that would have been on the pill when they were teenagers are now pushing around prams in their 20s.
Well, I can say I wasn't on the pill when I was 16 or 17 or even when I was 18, when I was an adult, and I got pregnant at 19 then. Well, I was just nearly 20 and now I have two kids, you know, so I wasn't on the pill, so, or on any sort of contraception. So I think, you know, if a mother or a father or whoever it is wants to put their daughter, who, you know, at 16 or 17, like at 17 is of age to have consensual sex, like, I think go for it, like, because... like, it's gonna put, it's gonna instill a good lesson to them, like, and you know, to be safe and to not have kids at such a young age, and they have their whole life ahead of them to go to school, to go to college, then to, you know, do whatever they want, to go abroad, travel. Like, you know, you can't do that when you have young kids.
No, and I agree. No parent wants their 15, 16 or 17 year old to get pregnant.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, if I had, I have two sons, like, so all I can do is, like, when they do get of age is, you know, sit down and chat with them and, you know, hope that they're being safe. But if I had a daughter, you know, I would most likely, 100% at 16 or 17, probably put her on the pill. Definitely if I knew she was having consensual sex if she had a partner.
Okay, but one of the arguments here, though, Chloe, is putting a young girl on the pill, and this is what a lot of people say, putting a young girl on the pill is basically giving her the green light to go and have sex. What do you say to that?
I wouldn't say that, no. I know a couple of girls now that was on the pill for 4 years. I know a girl that was on it for 4 years and never, and didn't have sex, didn't say, oh, happy days. Like,
but she was on it for medical reasons, was she?
Yeah.
But as regards, well, yeah. But as regards to using the, and again, I only know this from talking to the women in my life. The pill long term is not to be recommended. Sure, it's not in, like,
same as any medication.
Yeah, the same as any medication.
Yeah.
And if a girl starts going on it, as say for instance, your average woman doesn't decide to start having babies until, so sometimes it's 35 now. It can be as late as 35. So if she goes on the pill at 15 and stays on it till the age of 35, that's 20 years. On the pill. Now, as you said, if it's to ease the period or whatever, that's different. But if it's because little 15-year-old Chloe is in a relationship with a fella, I mean, we just got a message in there, and Adrian, I'll read it out in a second, but what age is that child?
13, yeah.
13 years of age, and has the contraceptive bar in her arm. And this mother, who's bloody angry if you look at the message, this mother, Jolene, says that the reason she has the bar in her arm, now Adrian will read out the message fully in a second, but it's because she is in a steady relationship, and although she says she's not sexually active, they don't want to take that chance. So they put a contraceptive bar in a 13-year-old girl.
Now, I don't know how I feel at 13, but then again, like, the kids these days, they're not waiting around, like, you know, that's all right. I'm not saying every child is like,
well, I'm telling you, my daughter will not be sexually active at 13 years of age.
No, I hope to God she won't.
Not a hope.
I hope to God she won't.
And I think, and I might sound old fashioned here, I think if your daughter is sexually active at 13, you failed as a parent somewhere down the line, that you haven't talked to her about the dangers or whatever like that. That's disgraceful. She's a child.
Stay there for 1 second, Chloe, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this afternoon's conversation. This is Emma, who's not happy with Alan, who sent the message in the first place.
Hi, guys. Just on today's topic regarding contraception, I just wanted to share that I was on contraception from a young age, but that's not because of any form of protection. That was because I suffered with actually really bad periods, and the pill, for example, can actually ease the pain and actually reduce your symptoms. So just because you put your child on a pill at a young age, that's a teenager, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are having sex. And even if they are having the sex, at least they are protected. So whoever that man is, it's not, everything's not just about sex. There is medical reasons why people go on the contraceptive pill.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Rona at recruit.ie directly.
Now, we got a message in a moment ago.
You're not seeing them as they're coming in. Plural is...
Oh, messages.
Parade a word.
Tirade, it is a word.
No, I'm going to use it anyway. We're getting a tirade of messages from a woman who, she says she's listening to the show, but going by the messages that she's sending in, she's not listening to the show. We'll read it out in about 5 minutes, but the last one, you were a pair of judgmental pricks. Now, whatever about me being a judgmental prick, you haven't opened your...
I haven't really opened my gob at all.
Your arse is right on the fence there.
Let me bring in Jimmy. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jimmy?
Good, Adrian.
Jimmy, is it responsible of a parent to put a teenage girl on the pill?
It's very wrong. And it's wrong for just because it's morally wrong. But also, the more actually promiscuous these young women and boys and girls are in their teenage, the less likely they will ever form any kind of a relationship. There won't be families like we've known them, and we know that weak family adds up to weak society, and we see a lot of it in Ireland today and across the world, weak societies. But for a parent to go out and a doctor to administer a 13 or 12 or 11 year old child, that's abuse in my eyes. Children should be discouraged from sexual activity. But you said earlier you blame the parents. You can't blame the parents. It's bombarded from Facebooks to wherever you choose, to the television, to our own television, national television. They're promoting sex all the time. Everything revolves around sex. Look at these magazines you see in shops. It's all, and at a time when they talk about equality for women, women are sexualized more now than ever before.
Okay, and bearing all of that in mind then, Jimmy, if you have even the slightest inkling that your daughter, maybe she may deny it, but maybe engaged in sexual activity, is it not a responsible thing to get that child to take contraception of some sort or another in order to prevent her essentially destroying her life and getting pregnant at a young age?
Well, there was always problems, but I think it's going... Abortion is now considered a contraceptive among some...
But we're not actually talking about abortion. We're talking about using contraception to prevent a pregnancy.
But they're called abortifacient. I can't pronounce the name. It's still the same thing.
No, the morning after pill will be called an abortifacient, yeah.
Yeah, but these other... Anyway, what about sexually transmitted diseases? Because I'm old enough to remember the condom, the war for the condom, the condom freedom fighters in the early 80s there, and it was going to cut down on teenage pregnancies, and it was going to cut down on abortions and all this kind of stuff. It had the exact sexually transmitted diseases. It has had the exact opposite problem.
Okay, so let me ask you then, if you, the message that we played originally on this conversation was a guy saying there is nothing worse in society than a parent, in fact he said there's nothing more working class, this is his words, nothing more working class in society than a parent putting a young teenager on the pill. He believes that it's irresponsible, it's giving the young girl the green light to go and have sex, and if she tells boys in her area, it's giving them the green light as well, because they think, she's on the pill. What is your... Do you believe that even if you suspect your teenager may be having sex, there's no way she should be put on the pill?
Not in all cases. There's a lot of... The majority of young people are decent young people, and they don't engage in sexual activity. I don't believe they do. There are the minorities, but they're causing mayhem for themselves and for other families. You see the increase in murders among them of women. You see the increase in violent assaults. Women say they no longer feel safe walking the streets, getting into taxis. A lot of women are putting themselves out there in this sexualized clothing, and they want respect. 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, they walk around like prostitutes. That's my business. Why are you looking at me? This is their attitude. You hear them. This is their attitude. You want to go out and behave in a sexually promiscuous way, you will get men who want to engage with you, and they will not take no for an answer. So okay. I would say this: keep your children pure, keep your children safe, no sex before marriage, and have a happy and a good life. But if you want your children to go out like prostitutes at 12 and 13, and you see you're encouraging it, and there's something going on in the head there, or something going on in the home.
Okay, Chloe, what do you say to all of that?
Well, like, saying that there's something going on in the head, at home or wherever, like, just because you put your daughter on contraception doesn't mean that there's anything bad going on at home. It's being responsible. It's making sure she's not going to get pregnant. If she's going, like, you know, teenagers these days, they go out and drink in the field or whatever, they try and get in pubs. Like, who knows what's going to happen? She could, God forbid, be walking home, like you said, get attacked, get raped, and then all of a sudden she's not on contraception, she's going to get fucking pregnant. Like, who wants for their 16 or 17-year-old daughter, or even 18, 19-year-old daughter? Because I wouldn't.
You look at the problems in this country with sexual abuse and child sexual abuse. You've got to ask yourselves somewhere along the line, are these girls being put on the pill at 12 and 13 and 14 years of age so that can be manipulated by older people? I don't know. Is there something behind that? Because something is definitely, if you have to put your child at 13 years of age on the pill and you bring her and get that injected into the child, come on, there's something deeper there than that. Something's not right. If it doesn't sound right or look right, it isn't right.
Okay, Jimmy, stay there for a second because I want to read a message that came in a minute ago and I want to get your reaction to this, okay? And it says, you are a pair of judgmental you-know-whats and you shouldn't even be doing this topic. You are men. Now, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but anyway. My daughter went on the pill at 13 last year because she is in a steady relationship. And although she told me she wasn't doing things, we weren't prepared to take the chance. How dare you judge me? And it was the bar. Thanks very much. Don't ring me. I've nothing to say to you. And that's from Jolene.
Now, Jolene, you've had lots to say to us. You've just gone on nonstop.
Now, we did actually message Jolene back and ask her to come on.
And fuck off was the answer back.
That was the answer we got back. But Jimmy, what do you make of that? So this mammy with a daughter of 13 put her on the bar contraception last year. Even though the daughter said she wasn't up to anything with the boyfriend, they didn't want to take a chance. What do you make of that?
Senseless, but it's only a child. I mean, it's only a child, and you inject her with that. And then when they're on this pill for all these years, it makes them sterile. They can't have children. And there's lots of women now in the world over 30 who've been on the condom and the pill, and they can't have children. Just can't have them because of the damages. They've made them sterile. Even on the condom, I can't pronounce the word, on the outside of a condom, and it sterilizes after a lot of use. It sterilizes the women. They're in their 30s, 40s.
Well, no, there is spermicidal jelly on the outside of a condom that kills sperm. That's salt
yeah,
dust.
But it also, it sterilizes the women. Sterilized, it gets caught inside them and it does the damage, and then they're not able to have these children at 30, and they get into their 40s and they have no children, then they get bitter, then they realise they get older and older. And I was listening yesterday about housing in Ireland, how these single women are not going to be able to get houses now unless you have children from local authority. There is a whole problem coming to this country because people don't want to listen to common sense. A woman putting her child on the pill at 13, that's some future for a child. Instead of educating that child, bring her to GAA or bring her to some kind of sports, learn her to teach a keyboard or some kind of musical instrument. They want to put their children on pills. I don't know. I'm called old-fashioned. I'm called homophobic. I'm called... You can't have an opinion.
And obviously, Jimmy, we welcome your opinion. And this show is called Opinions Matter. And your opinion is as valid as anybody else's. So stay there for one second, please. Because I'm somebody who's not so happy with your opinion. If you can just bear with me for a second. Before that, I want to bring in Jess.
Hey, lads. About putting your daughters on the pill. Like... If she's at the right age and you put enough trust in her that she will actually take it, I don't see what the problem is. Especially if lads won't wear, a lot of lads won't wear condoms. Leave the STIs part out of it and say, she's just trying to avoid getting pregnant as much as she can. If the lad won't wear condoms, what else is the girl meant to do, realistically? But I think once you have enough faith in her that she will take it, and you don't have to, mind her every time she's meant to take it. I honestly don't see what the problem is.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly.
Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Emma.
Hey, yeah, how are you?
You're annoyed with what Jimmy is saying. Why?
Because he's a dope. Like, you're comparing something. You're comparing an abortion to a young girl going on contraception. That's not the same thing. One is preventing pregnancy and one of it is literally getting rid of something that you do not want to.
Okay, and I agree with you, and I did clarify with Jimmy that that's a complete, in fact, putting a child, putting a teenager on the pill is to prevent her getting pregnant and therefore subsequently prevent her ever having an abortion. But anyway, let me go back to the point of the conversation. And the guy who sent us the original message is basically arguing that there is nothing more, or he's more or less saying common or working class, than putting a young teenager on the pill. What do you make of...
a little country young one can't go down and get the pill now.
Not at 13 or 14. You have to be 16 to get the pill yourself.
No, I mean a country, hon. He's from the country, the fella that rang in. So a country girl can't get the pill, but a class woman can. That makes no sense.
Let me ask you, Emma, what do you think of a parent putting a 13-year-old on the pill or the bag?
I don't agree with it in the slightest. No, for the simple reason is she's taught in, she's not developed, her hormones are not developed, and that's exactly what the pill is for. It's going to message her hormones, it's to prevent pregnancy, sometimes it prevents your periods, it prevents a lot of things, like some people go on it for medical reasons. So I don't agree with it. But why is it common knowledge? Why is this man going around telling people what his daughter went to the doctor for? That should not be out there. My man run down. You're right, Betsy, guess where Emma was this morning going getting the pill?
Because, the guy who sent us the message in the first place, he was arguing that in his local town when he was younger, all the young fellas knew all the young ones that were on the pill. Probably because all the young ones told them.
They probably did go out and tell them. But it can be for safe sex, of course. But when I was on the pill, I was on, I don't know if I can name them, can I?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
So there was a pill and it was called Jasmine. And when I tell you that's screwed with your hormones, you are like the devil every single month when your period came around. So I had to come off it because I was a lunatic. And mine was literally for regulating my period. But it wasn't for anything else because I wasn't sexually active at the time. Now I'm on a different kind of contraception. But it's not for safe sex or anything like that. It's literally for my skin and to help with a medical issue. But for them to be going around and saying, oh, I'm on the pill and bragging about it, it's not something to brag about in any way, shape or form. It's something to prevent you being pregnant and then also the medical side of it.
Some parents do put their teenage daughters on the pill to prevent them getting pregnant. And what the guy said in the first place was, there's nothing more working class.
Yeah, well, he needs to give his fucking head a wobble. When you become a woman, you come back to me and tell me why you're on the pill. Because not everyone is going to sit and say, oh yeah, my child's on the pill for preventing sex. No, they have their own reasons. Anybody can just use that as an excuse. And I'm sorry, but that's the truth. People do use that as a safeguard and saying, oh yeah, it just prevents them having sex. No, it's not. It could be down to anything. The Jasmine pill was one of the main pills when I was growing up for preventing it. And I'm telling you now, the majority of my friends are on it and they're all lunatics. Head cases, every single one of us, and we all got taken off and everyone went on different things. Now I know the
were you all on that pill for different reasons, or was it for contraception, or was it to regulate your periods?
My own personal reason was to regulate my periods. For them, I couldn't say too much, but I will tell you one thing, not one of them have a child, if that helps.
Okay, now interestingly, you're talking about teenagers. You knew all your friends were on this pill, so if you knew, other people probably knew. I'm talking about boys.
Yeah, but it's not common. Like, you're not going around talking. No, I wouldn't tell a fella if I was on that. It's none of their business. No, absolutely not. Oh, yeah, what's the story, Barry? Just let you know I'm on the pill. What's that any use to him? What's that knowledge going to do to him? Oh, yeah, perfect. Mommy, jump into bed. No. Excuse the language. But, like, no, that's not how that works. It's just not something you go around telling people.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in a different Emma, actually, who's not happy at all.
It's a bit crazy how it's only men that are ringing in and texting in saying that women shouldn't be on the pill and different forms of contraception. Maybe it's something to do with them.
Okay, well, it's not just men. In fact, Emma's not a man and Lauren's not a man. Lauren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lauren. We were talking, this conversation started from a message yesterday from a guy saying there's nothing more working class than putting a teenager on the pill. You were on it at 16, is that right?
I was, yeah. I asked my mum to put me on it. She wasn't happy about it, but she did put me on it. And I hadn't had sex at this stage, but I was just terrified of getting pregnant on my first time or whatever. And I was going out with a lad, and I knew it was kind of coming to that stage. So I spoke to my mum about it, and she brought me down. But I still when I went on the pill, it didn't make me want to go out and have sex straight away. I didn't have sex for months after I went on the pill until I was ready to do it. But I just wanted to be prepared to do it. I just think it's hilarious that people think that if you put a child on the pill, it's like open season, and that all they want to going to do is have sex, which is not the case. It's just there to make them safe. I would much rather put my I have a 16-year-old, and I have a daughter who's turned 13, and I have one who's turned 12. If I felt I needed to put any of them on it, I would much rather.
And what reason might you think of putting them on it?
I don't have any issues of wanting to put my 16-year-old on it around my 13-year-old. If she was 16 and thought she was, contemplating having sex or she was gone, I would much rather put her on that for that reason, just in case, because I would be much more upset with her getting pregnant by accident, and it's not going to make her go out and have sex way more because she's on the pill. That's just ridiculous.
No, it's not. Okay, well, what do you think of the message that we read out a while ago? The message says, my daughter went on the pill at 13 last year. Because she's in a steady relationship, and although she told me she wasn't doing things, we weren't prepared to take the chance. How dare you judge me? And it was the bar. So the child got a bar inserted in her arm.
I think that is absolutely disgraceful as I said my daughter's nearly 13. They go around in her, she's in first year, and they have their little boyfriend. She hasn't had a boyfriend, but her friends, and they go around, she hasn't even kissed a boy. And the thoughts of why would that even be in your head for your 13-year-old to be going, that's way too young.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. This is Helen.
If there was a pill that I could put my 16-year-old son on so that he didn't get a girl pregnant, he'd be marched down to the doctor screaming, shouting. I wouldn't care. He'd be put on it.
Okay. Now, let me just... that lady who sent us the original message about the 13-year-old has been on to us again. I'm looking at the comments on your Facebook page, and you should all be ashamed of yourselves judging me. My daughter has respect for herself. Tell that tramp Lauren on the show to mind her own business. Now, I don't know what she said, Lauren, but... Mind your own business.
It was disgraceful to have a 13-year-old on the pill. I just think it's crazy. My 13-year-old or my 12-year-old is near 13 next month. She hasn't even the thoughts of even kissing a boy yet. It's just as in a peck on the cheek kind of thing.
Lauren, it's really weird. At the start of this conversation, we heard about a 14-year-old that was on the pill, yeah? And everybody was like, yeah, that's fair enough, yeah, that's okay. And then as soon as Mad Jolene messaged in about her 13-year-old, people are losing their shit. Now, what's the difference between 13 and 14?
Yeah, what is the difference between 13 and 14?
They're just out of primary school. They're just, look at the girls going from sixth class to first year.
But I don't get it. I don't get it, the difference between a 13 and a 14-year-old. Obviously, the difference is... the difference could be 2 months. But why are people saying to the mother who put her 14-year-old on the pill, well done, you are a great mother, and the 13-year-old, Jolene... is being called all sorts because she put her 13-year-old on.
15 and up, I would say. If it was 15 and up, all right. But now, look, at the same time, I had a friend who had a baby just after her 14th birthday, So you don't want that either, I know. But if you thought that's what your child was, going around with a steady boyfriend at 13, I just find it weird.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Lauren. Noreen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Noreen.
Hi. I don't agree with it.
You don't agree with it at what age or ever?
At 13, she's only a child. She's only a child. Be a child.
And I think most people would agree with that sentiment, let her be a child. But by the mother's own admission, my daughter went on the pill last year because she's in a steady relationship. And although she told me she wasn't doing things, we weren't prepared to take the chance. Now, you know, if the daughter is in a steady relationship, one thing will eventually lead to another, won't it?
Getting a relationship at all, Jane.
Now, I cringe even reading it, but...
Oh, my God. I just think it's crazy. And the mother has no respect for a child for to put, you know what I mean, to send the message in for everyone to hear about.
Well, now, we don't know who they are or where they are, but the fact of the matter is that she believes that she was doing the responsible thing for her daughter to ensure, I mean, God forbid, a 13 or 14-year-old gets pregnant.
I still don't agree with her. She's only a child. Let a child be a child.
Okay, but like I said, the mother has already said she's in a steady relationship.
Well, for 4 months.
And what would you do with a 13-year-old that was in a steady relationship?
There's no such thing as a steady relationship at 13 years of age.
Isn't it?
No, just stop. A steady relationship at 13.
Yeah.
No, that's not a steady relationship. And I would
at 13 or 14, you're in secondary school.
You're not in. That's not a steady no relationship that you can walk away from. Just shut up for a second. No relationship that you can walk away from with a text.
I am going to tell you now. I am going to tell you now.
Oh, I was in a steady relationship.
No, I'm not going to say about me. Our Katie was in a relationship with her boyfriend from 14, who's now her husband and the father of her two kids.
Casey's in, she won't mind. No. She's a special case.
She will tell you she was in a steady relationship. In a steady relationship from the age of 14. She's married to the guy now.
Yeah, that's very rare. That's very rare.
The point I'm trying to make is that you can be... I cringe even reading that out about a 13-year-old in a steady relationship.
You're agreeing with me.
I'm not. I'm trying to understand from the mother's point of view.
What would you do, Noreen, if you had a 13-year-old daughter and she came home and said, I'm in a steady relationship? I'd lock her up in the bedroom, I have to be honest.
You can't do that.
You can't.
But you're going to imprison the child.
Well, I would follow her. I would make it my business to follow her everywhere, and I'd be giving warnings to whatever fella thought he was going to get his wicked way with a 13-year-old.
I would just ground her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the end of story.
Right, I wish you the best of luck with that, by the way.
I remember when your daughter was 13, Adrian, and she was a typical 13-year-old. She wasn't out with fellas and stuff like that. She was doing what 13-year-olds do.
085-825-2626 is our number. There's a lot of reaction to this. Jimmy was on a while ago and Lisa wasn't at all happy with him.
It's a real sickener listening to men, actual men, talk about something they have no clue what they're talking about. There's a man there talking about how she might be able to have children when she's older. What? No uterus, no opinion.
Okay, no uterus, no opinion. Meg!
Hi guys, love the show. Great topic today, but it's just, time is changing. It's just not the same as what it was when you were kids and when I was even a child. Like, I'm talking about 10 years ago, I was a prefect in secondary school, so I used to check in with the first years and stuff, and first years were, you talking 12, 13, 14 years of age, and like the amount of times that they were discussing like what they got up to with their boyfriends and having sex and, you know, other stuff. Like, it's just, time is evolving. I don't agree with it. It's not right at the age of 13, but seriously, what would you rather, your child be safe and have protected sex with condoms and contraceptive, or your child at 13 coming in and telling you you're pregnant? Like, you know, if you need to do something. Like, I would hope education is key, but not always happens like that. So, you know, better safe than sorry.
All right, Meg, thanks very much indeed for your message. And one final one from Robbie.
Personally, I feel 13 is a bit young, but then at the same time, I think nobody will disagree that nowadays, you know, young teenagers are more sexually active at a younger age than we ever were at that age.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Robbie.
Yeah, and never true word spoken. When we were teenagers, we were buying condoms. We were buying condoms to have... What was it called back then? A posh wank.
A posh wank.
Oh, God. How pathetic is that?
Interesting conversation. Thanks very much indeed to Alan, even though the majority of you completely disagreed with his opinion. But Alan, who brought the conversation to us in the very first place.
Shut up, Adrian. No uterus, no opinion.
Yep. No uterus, no opinion.
From next week, on the next episode of Opinions Matter, it will be called No uterus, no
well,
opinions.
Let's call the whole podcast.
No uterus, no opinions
from now on, yeah.
Love it.
All right, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, even if you didn't, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. That way you'll automatically be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.